Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yeah, Jasmine, you have a charge that you charged to me, and I don't recall asking you to purchase anything, and I want it removed.
Well, first we'll have to be. We'll need to take a further look into the charge. First off, may I have your zip code?
44483. And who is this? What is this place?
You've contacted a third-party call center who represents a number of different online companies. I need to locate your order. Your first and last name?
Elaine Park.
Can you also verify your address?
807 Perkinswood Boulevard, Northeast, Warren, Ohio, 44483.
It shows that on March the 18th, there was an order for a Melody Pods, and also the smart watch. The watch helps with tracking your heart rate, your steps, and your activity. And the pods are for listening to through your Bluetooth listening device. You pay the shipping and handling costs to receive the items for an introductory 14-day trial period. According to the trial terms and conditions, you need to cancel and return the items to avoid being billed the normal retail price for the ones received, which is a one-time only charge.
Okay, now.
So you revealed the normal retail price for the pods, and you revealed the normal retail price for the watch. That's a one-time transaction, being that it has exceeded the 14-day trial period.
Wow. And that was sent to me under the Amazon name. Yep. That's terrible. And that watch doesn't work for crap. Okay. All right. Now I know what it was about. Okay.
No problem. Well, thank you for calling customer service.
All right. Bye.